I'm here today to visit the School of Finance and Technology in the Bronx, New York. It's fantastic to be here and meeting with students and looking at their passion for technology and what they're doing. And one of the things that I'm really excited about today is that we gave away 90 surfaces to the lab school here, and really filled it with all of the cool things from Minecraft education, Skype for Classroom, to some of the coding tools that we have, Project Spark, and this is just going to help students here to be able to take any one of these tools and create programs and learn about computer science, but most importantly, really fuel their own passion to create things. It's amazing. I mean, I had a chance to meet 7th graders, 6th graders, and 10th graders, and the kinds of projects that they're doing. I was talking to this girl in the 7th grade who not only built a robot that she tells me was able to walk upstairs and had emotions, to now she's creating these remixes of websites that she could create that didn't exist before, to being able to program.
The Hour of Code is this campaign to try to get students to take just 1 hour to understand computer science. You know, we all use technology throughout our lives, but most of us have no idea how it works on the inside. We're trying to get 100 million students to just take 1 hour to give it a shot. And yesterday I actually sat with the US president and he used the same tutorial, and today I'm watching a seventh grader do the exact same thing as he did, learning their first Hour of Code. It was a pretty neat moment.
STEM has become a vehicle of engagement where there's an interest throughout the community, both teachers and students, as well as parents, thinking about what are 21st century skills and competencies that students need to be successful.
I want us to get started. I'm going to have Mr. Nadella speak. Please, Mr. Nadella, share your wisdom with us.
You all love making technology, and that I think is going to make all the difference. I mean, today, the fact that you're here for the Hour of Code, and the fact that you chose to be in this school and be passionate about not only using technology, but most importantly, shaping technology and making technology, is going to define our future. I think it was probably 1982, which is a little over 30 years ago, when I first got my computer. It was a Sinclair Z80, and I remember programming in BASIC and thinking that, man, this is the best thing that could ever happen to me in terms of being able to really feel that you created something. The fact that you choose to be here, the fact that you're passionate about learning, passionate about creating, passionate about imagining things to create, that's what I think will make all the difference and will not just shape your life, but will shape the lives of people and societies and economies around you. Free Xbox Live for you. I'll definitely go follow up on it, but we should be able to get you some. Yeah.
I play Minecraft. and also play some other servers on Facebook that include some of their own into JavaScript because Python wasn't working for this device. Uh-huh. And so far, now I'm having difficulties with this. It says fix your code undefined.
And then how did you change it from Python to JavaScript? You can just change the scripting. All right. What are you all into?
Our sixth graders here.
Okay. So you're also into the, so you're doing the Code Academy?
Like, not many people get to do coding, and then, like, now we're having
to. So Code Academy is a good place for.
It's a great platform. Yeah. They start with Scratch, so they see, like, blocks, and then they move to a text-based program.
Yeah. So that's 10th grade, okay, so that's Combat, what? Combat?
I don't know.
Very Scratch-like.
Well, it's Scratch is a built-in curriculum.
The kids.
Yeah.
Cool. What is this X-ray goggle? Mixing web pages.
Yeah, explain that.
Like, we're taking a web page and then we're making
the number wrong was 45 to 8, I think it was. I think
something
so.
Like that, yeah.
They just blew it up. And he called.
If your principal allows it, I'll make sure you get an Xbox.
Uh-oh. Michael actually has supported us with a
grant to help us get kids
more. Right.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Programming is my main task in computer science, and it's kind of like problem solving a puzzle all the time.
What skills make someone a great coder?
A good coder is someone who is looking for information.